Would you clap for the Lord for just a moment, and would you worship Him? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In these momentous times, and in view of the urgency of the hour, I want to read to you tonight from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Jesus is speaking here, and His promise, His admonition, is simply this. In Matthew 7 and 7, Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." If you look at the end of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is just about ready to make His ascension after some 40 days of ministering after the resurrection. The Bible simply says in the Gospel of Luke, the last chapter, which is 24, in verse 50, "And He led them as far as to Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while He blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God." There's a very short verse of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and verse 17. The entire verse is comprised of three words. It is an admonition. Looks to me like a command. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, and he simply said, "Pray without ceasing." And tonight, I simply want to entitle this, "Pray without ceasing." In view of all that we heard last night, and the news reports that are coming in, and the terror of this hour, this is the time to pray as we have never prayed before. Would you lift your hands tonight, and would you lift your voices, and would you lift your very heart, your soul tonight, and would you ask the Lord to speak to you directly on a very personal, individual basis. Lord Jesus, tonight, I thank You for hearing. I praise You because You are God. I feel the awesome touch of Your blessedness in this place. And I'm asking tonight that You will, O Lord, hearken to the cry of Your people. For it is written, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Will Your Lord come to You tonight with prayers, with supplications, with petitions, with pleadings, with worship, with veneration, with adoration? We come to You tonight. We come as mortals. We come in our human frailties. We come with understanding and we come without it. But we do come by faith tonight because we understand and know that You are real. And that, oh God, it is written that if we seek Your face, we will find You. And tonight I am praying that every individual here will find You anew and afresh. and that you will anoint these lips of clay and cause me to speak as the oracle of the Lord. We will not fail to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We ask all of these things and everything else that will be asked in the rest of this service. We ask all of it in the wonderful, matchless, resplendent, all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone said, Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Would you give the Lord one great uproarious round of applause? Because it is written, to clap your hands, all ye people, and to shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Jesus tonight, while others are doing whatever, we have come to this place in the matchless name of Jesus. And it is in this sanctuary tonight that we lift our voices, that we clap our hands in obedience to the Holy Scriptures. King David said to clap our hands and to rejoice and to shout with the voice of triumph. And there is triumph among us tonight in this blessed place. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah, Jesus! The Bible is true. The Bible is the anvil that has worn out many hammers. Napoleon was right when he said, the Bible is no mere book. It is a living creature that has the power to destroy all that oppose it. It is from this book tonight that I have simply read to you what I consider to be profound, profound instructions. Instructions that cannot fail. But I was not raised in this. But yet before I came to this, there was something in my heart and there was something in my soul that reached into the realm beyond. It was easy for me as a young person growing up on a farm in the country. It was easy for me to watch the receding rays of the sun slip away behind the western horizon. And there was something in me that knew of an assurity that there was a God. I could watch lightning streak through storm clouds. I knew that there was a God. And when the thunder would crack, I was convinced that there was a God. And I learned to hear His voice in the wind. Knowing Him personally, no. But being aware that He was there, yes. And when I came into this, it was an entirely different scenario. Pentecostals are totally different from any other religious group or anyone that has any allegiance to so-called religiosity. There is no one like us. There's no one like us. For we not only profess to know Him, we do know Him. And He not only, shall we say, lingers outside around us in some close proximity, but He has come to take up His residence in this flesh tabernacle. He lives inside of me. And obviously, He's alive in some of you tonight because of what you have done thus far in this service. There is something inside of you that cannot be quieted. And there is something here tonight that inspires that fabulous, wonderful touch of the Holy Ghost in a human soul. Jesus said, I'm with you, but I shall be in you. And the prophet was right. It's like a fire that is shut up in our bones and none can oppose it. You can't fight this, friend of mine. You can't fight this. You can't fight it because you can't fight what you can't see. And God is a spirit. And He's here. But when I came into this, this man here and this woman here said to me, within minutes after I got the Holy Ghost, he said to me, I hope, Lee, that you will wrap your whole life up in prayer and fasting. didn't mean anything to me at that time. But tonight, it means everything to me. I've learned to cover things by prayer. There's some things I can't do anything about, but I can cover it by prayer. And when I cover it by prayer, I can lay the burden down and I can leave it there. I may go back and put some more covering on it, but once it's covered by prayer, it's in the hands of Almighty God. And He can make a way where there is no way, because He knows how. But in those early days of my conversion, there were trials and errors. There were things I experienced, things I did, things I went through. And I would cry to God, and I would worship Him, and I would come to Him with supplications. I later found out that meant to come with Him with tears. And I was doing it all along. I would pray sometimes for hours and hours and hours. But then, you know, you reach a point where you don't know for sure because of circumstances and struggles in the spirit world. You know that God is there, but you don't know He's there. You trust that He's there, but you're not quite sure. You prayed the whole thing through, and you believe by faith that He heard it. But we are just human enough that we've sometimes got to know for sure that He heard us. And I'm human. So I had prayed this thing through, I thought. But one day, the consternation of the whole thing, the treachery, I'll call it treachery, the treachery of the whole situation was more than I could humanly handle. And so I did something that I do not really recommend. And it's something I don't do. Not too often, anyway. But on this occasion, I said, God, I have got to hear from You. I've got to know that You have heard me. I've got to make sure that You have heard me and that You are going to help me. In the pantry of my apartment, I had one of these little promise boxes that you buy in the Christian bookstore. You can pull out these promises and all of that. And I knew that this little box was on the shelf in the pantry. And I walked in there and I saw this little box. And I said, Jesus, I have got to know that You hear me. I've got to know that this is going to be all right. And I am going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to reach in this promise box, and what I pull out is going to be Your voice to me. You've got to manifest Yourself to me. And I'm not exaggerating. My hands were trembling, and I reached up, and I worked around with my fingertips until I found a verse, and I pulled it out. And tremblingly, I turned it over, and the Scripture simply said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. There was something like warmth that flowed over my body. There was something like an indescribable peace that seemed to just flow through me. And I knew that there is a God and that He hears and that He answers. It was like medicine to me. It was like sunshine streaming through clouds on a stormy day. It eradicated my fears. I felt secure. You can understand that, can't you? But then the days passed, 4 or 5 days, and the humanity rose again. And again, I was not sure if that was really God, or if it was just coincidence that I pulled that particular verse out of that box. It was a new box. I'd never used it before. Didn't really know what was even in it. And so I toyed with the idea of going back to this box again. I thought, I can't do that. I don't really want to tempt God. I've got to cling to this promise. But my flesh prevailed. And the devil is such a liar. He is such a liar. And I felt like that maybe this whole thing was just coincidence. And so I said, Jesus, and I went in there repenting. I said, Jesus, I'm sorry for my doubt. I am sorry for the way I am. But I have got to know. I just have to know You've got to speak to me one more time. Ever been there? And I went back trembling again. And again, my fingertips ran over the ends of those little scriptures. And I pulled out another one. And with more trembling than the first time, I turned it over. And the scripture read, "For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Something happened in my soul that is still alive tonight. He does live. He is alive. He does hear. He is able. And I never doubted again. I never doubted again. I never doubted again. There was an authority. There was a power that came to me. There was a strength that came to me. And then by accident, I stumbled across something in the early 1970s that absolutely changed my life forever. And I simply want to read it to you tonight. I stumbled across this by accident. And it was at a time when there was tremendous onslaught. I was pastoring. There was tremendous onslaught in the spirit world. And I had been praying about many things. And this came to me by accident. I picked it up and began to read, and it simply said, "Dr. N. Jerome Stowell, a leading nuclear scientist in the United States of America, said, quote, 'With a delicate instrument which we have devised, we can measure the wavelengths of the brain. Recently, we checked the emanations from the brain of a woman near death. She was praying at the time, and we could tell that something about her was reaching toward God. The meter on this instrument that we have devised registered 500 positive. This was 55 times the power registered by a 50 kilowatt broadcast station sending messages around the world." In the same hospital, we trained the meter on the brain of a man cursing God. The meter pegged 500 minus. This scientist says, "These are two extremes so far indicated on the instrument. He says, we are on the threshold of spiritual discoveries. No one can fathom the literal pull a Christian exerts when he is in personal contact with God." This scientist says, "It is tangible, far beyond the comprehension of mortality." He says it is similar in one sense to that which we know as radar. He goes on to say, "These experiences have caused me to turn to God." He said, "I have been a Christian only a short time, and I know little of the way. This I do know, the things of God are positive." He said, "I will endeavor to keep my life far above the zero indication. The world little realizes the impact of believing prayer. It is a moving of the resources of the infinite," unquote. But when I read that when this woman near death was praying, that this instrument trained toward her, that her prayer, and you know they were feeble prayers in the throes of death, if her feeble prayer registered 55 times the power of a 50 kilowatt broadcast station sending messages around the world, I thought, God, I have got a hold of the greatest thing that exists in the knowledge of man. I have got a hold of something. And there was born in me in that moment an incredible desire to pray and to wrap my life up in prayer and to cover everything in prayer, to cover everything with prayer. You can pray a river of the Spirit into the government. We can pray a river of the Spirit into Iraq. We can pray a river of the Spirit of God into politics. You can pray a river of the Spirit into the houses of your enemies. And the Spirit of God will come and stand there, and they will not know why they are acting the way they act, and they will not understand why they are reciprocating, or why there is a change in their mind, or why there is a change in their lifestyle. But those of us who know how to pray, we know the answer. There is a God that said, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be." It shall be. It shall be without question. It shall be opened unto you. Don't you want to pray tonight? Don't you feel like praying? Don't you feel like telling God all about it? Don't you feel like lifting your voice? Don't you feel like getting involved? But then I took it a step farther in those days, because in those days there was a lot of writing about telstars. They put these satellites out in outer space, and they've learned to beam radio waves toward them. And the telstar can bend those waves down into other parts of the world, on the other side of the globe. And there was like a light bulb went on inside of my mind. I said, "Jesus, I'm going to use your throne as a telstar. I will beam my prayers to your throne. You fuse your spirit with my prayers, and you bend them down in Russia. You bend them down in Asia. You bend them down across country. You bend them down across the state line. You bend them down in people's houses." I learned to use his throne as my telstar. He can take care of it. He knows how to take care of it. And your prayers are not in vain, for where you send them up, he will fuse his spirit with your prayers, and he can bend them down into a hospital. His spirit can walk in anywhere, at any time, for any reason. His prayer with mine, his spirit with my spirit with his prayer was that we would not be of this world, but that we would be of him. He prayed for the likes of you, and he prayed for the likes of me, and now it's my turn to help him to bring down the forces of hell. I can pray a river of the Spirit into anything. I can pray a river of the Spirit into anything. And angels of God will carry them into broken homes, into governmental situations. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. It is written, pray without ceasing, pray without ceasing, pray without ceasing. That means in the morning time, that means at noon time, that means at evening time, that means at night time. It means in the car on the way to work, it means on the job, it means in the bedroom, it means in the bathroom, it means in the kitchen, it means everywhere. Pray, 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 pray without ceasing. Don't ever stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More things have been wrought by prayer than this world can ever know. Mary, Queen of Scots, feared the prayers of John Knox more than all the armies of the world at the time of her reigning. Pray, pray, pray. How do you pray? Talk. Pray, but pray, pray, and keep on praying. Pray, pray, the Bible says. Pray without ceasing. I have laid out before God on more than one occasion. I've laid out the scriptures and I've said, "Jesus, you said it. You had it written. Ask and you shall receive. I'm here asking. You said seek. I'm here seeking, Jesus. You said knock, and I'm here knocking. And you promised everyone that asks is going to receive. Everybody that seeks is going to find. Everybody that knocks is going to be open. And so, Jesus, here I am. I am asking. I am seeking. I am knocking. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, Jesus? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? And I have come to believe tonight. I am totally persuaded tonight. There is no doubt in my mind tonight that through prayer, there is no problem that cannot be solved. There is no sickness that can't be healed. There is no burden that can be lifted. There is no storm that can be withered. There is no devastation that cannot be relieved. There is no sorrow that can't be erased. There is no poverty cycle that can't be broken. There is no sinner that can't be saved. Through prayer, there is no perishing that can't be rescued. There is no fallen that can't be lifted. There is no hurt that can't be removed. There is no broken relationship that can't be mended. There is no difference that can't be resolved. There is no hindrance that can't be shaken. There is no limitation that can't be assaulted. There is no mourning that can't be comforted. There are no ashes that cannot become beauty. There is no heaviness that can't be covered with a garment of praise. There is no thirst that can't be quenched. There is no hunger that can't be filled. There is no dry ground that can't be flooded. There is no desert that cannot bloom. There is no congregation that can't be revived. There is no preacher that can't be unctionized. There are no church pews that can't be filled. There is no church board that cannot become one. There is no community that cannot be Christianized. There is no nation that cannot be transformed. There is nothing. There is no thing. There is no thing. There is nothing. There is no thing. There is nothing that cannot be changed by the power of prayer. There is nothing. There is nothing. I don't care what your situation is tonight. I don't care how bad it is tonight. You can change it by the power of prayer. Prayer is the moving. It is the moving of the resources of the infinite. Would you clap your hands again? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know tonight in this place there are unbelievable burdens. Some of your sons and daughters are lost. Some of your parents are lost tonight. Some of your brothers are into dope. Some of your sisters are into immorality and vice versa. I know it looks bleak. I know it looks dark. I know it looks hopeless. But friend of mine, there is nothing that prayer cannot change. Prayer can change anything. If you will pray without ceasing, you can change your mind. You can change a heart. You can change a physical condition. You can be healed by the hand of the Lord. There is nothing, there is no thing that cannot be changed by the power of prayer, because Jesus is able to do anything and everything. Every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. If every good thing comes down from Him, why is it then we do not find ourselves at His feet asking and petitioning and begging and worshiping? For He is able, He is able, He is able, He is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Praying, praying, worshiping, waving, seeking, knocking, asking. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel this year in 1991, we need to pray like we've never prayed. We need to learn like we've never learned all over again how to go about it. Friend of mine, I fear that in Pentecost, we've got a lot of vain repetition. We come to a prayer meeting, we say 45 or 50 hallelujahs, 300 Jesuses, and whatever glories we can throw in, and think that's a prayer meeting. It is not necessarily a prayer meeting. Why don't you get down to business and tell Him, Jesus, I got a pain right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, under the fifth rib, there's something wrong here. I want you to touch right here, under the fifth rib. There's something wrong right here. I want you to fix this. We need to be specific. My ankle doesn't work. Jesus, my ankle doesn't work. I want you to fix this ankle, Jesus. I want you to do something. My thinking is not right. I want you to fix my thinking, Jesus. I want you to touch my brain. I want you to touch my brain. In Jesus' name. We get answers when we become specific. When we become specific. Don't just say, God bless me. Tell Him exactly what you want. It makes an incredible difference. It makes an incredible difference. We've got to pray. We've got to get with it. It's now or never for us. The days of mediocrity are over. You're going to have to come to church, and you're going to have church. You're going to come to church to give something. You're going to come to church to do it for Jesus. Don't wait for the pastor to tickle your ears. Don't wait for the choir to move you, but lift your hands and begin to talk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When you come to the door, when you come to the door, you know what Pentecost needs? I'll tell you what Pentecost needs. Sit down so you can see me and hear me. I want to tell you what Pentecost really needs. This is what we need. We need a rebaptism of intercessory prayer. When I came into this, people groaned in the spirit. They said half of the night in the churches, intercessory prayer is a lost art among us. We've got to recover it, because that's the thing that tears down the strongholds of the devil. That brings the mountains down. This groaning, these words that cannot be uttered, but the Spirit of God praying through us. That's one of the advantages of speaking with tongues. When I run out of words, He knows how to pray it. When I can't express it, He knows how to express it. When I can't say it, He knows how to say it. When I can't get it together, He knows how to get it together. For the Spirit knoweth how to pray. The Spirit knoweth how to pray. We need to go back. We need to go back to those things. Whether it is groaning among us, whether it is weeping among us. Can Jesus do it or can He not? Is He real or is He not real? Does this thing work or does it not work? Are we just playing some miserable game here, or do we really believe what we preach? As for me, it's real. As for me, it works. No, this is not a game. This is one of the greatest, most scintillating, most glorious, most wonderful, most unbelievable experiences that a mortal can ever have. Do you know how many people talk with Bush today? But I talk to God today. I talked with God. And God, whose name is Jesus, talked with me. That's it, son. He talked to me. I talked to God. He talked to me. And I just feel like, since I talked with Him, since I had an audience with Him today, I just feel like everything is going to be all right. I just feel like everything is going to be all right, because I've covered it by prayer. Do you have something you want to cover by prayer? Is there something you want to cover by prayer? Is there something you want to cover by prayer? Is there anything that you want to just cover by prayer? Yeah, why don't you do it right now? Why don't you lift your hands and say, Jesus, I'm asking. Oh. Oh. This is it. Yes, this is it. This is it right here. We've got an audience with Him. We've got an audience with Him. Yes, yes, yes. Tears are rolling down many of your faces. Your hands are trembling. Some of you are standing. Some of you are swaying. Some of you are bent over tonight. There is something being born here tonight that I trust will never die. Something is being born in this place tonight that I trust will never die. That will never die. Do you feel Him hearing? Do you feel Him listening? Can you feel Him listening? Can you feel Him listening? If you can feel it, if you know that He has heard, then you've got your petition. Here's a boy right here that did not have the Holy Ghost last night, his first time in a Pentecostal service, but he's here tonight praying like a veteran Pentecostal, praying like a veteran Pentecostal. Just keep it up, son. Just keep it up. Don't ever stop talking to Jesus. Don't ever stop talking to Him. Do it every day, every day, every day, every night, every night. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. Now, do you believe He's heard? Do you believe that He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities? Do you believe that He cares about our burdens? Do you believe that He hurts when we hurt? Do you understand that tonight? If you do, then I want you to thank Him for hearing you tonight. I want you just to thank Him for hearing you tonight. I'll reiterate it again. More things in this world have been wrought by prayer than this world can ever know. More things have been wrought by prayer in this world than this world can ever know. No. Oh, we have the secret. 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 We have found the answer. We have found the answer. I learned to pray. I learned to pray. It's not like a telephone to a friend that's been cut off. It's not like a busy signal. It's not like that. He's always there. Anytime, every moment of every day, He is always there. You can ring Him up in the morning. You can ring Him up in the afternoon. He's always, just always, always there. I made up my mind in the early 70s, I would not allow the weak prayer of a dying woman to outdo me. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's not some little half-hearted situation. That means going to task with this. It means getting with the program is what it means. It means getting involved is what it means. The Bible says that heaven suffers the violence of our prayers, and the violent take it by force. I've gone to God. I don't know what you'll think about this. I don't really care. But I grabbed a hold of a pillow in my bedroom one night, and I held on to that until I thought I was going to tear the cloth apart. I said, Jesus, as far as I'm concerned, this is the hem of Your garment. I'm not letting go of this thing until I get an answer. You said that You would do it, and I believe that You will do it, and I'm going to hold You to it. I'm going to be as violent as I know how to do. I intend to shake hell's foundations. I intend to rout the devil out. I intend to do it because I've got a voice, and as long as I've got a voice, I'm going to use it. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I've said to Jesus, You've got to do it. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Because there's nobody else that can do it. And I can't do it for myself. And if You don't come to my rescue, I'm a goner. But I believe You're coming, Jesus. I believe You're coming. I believe You're coming. And faith toward Him tears everything to pieces. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And the thing I like best about this kind of a service, about this kind of volume, the thing I like best about this kind of intensity is this, that the devil is the prince and power of the air. He has got to listen to all these sound waves going by him as our prayers reach the telstar of Jesus. He's got to hear it as it goes up through the universe. He's got to hear it. I would imagine he's having a devil breakdown. I would imagine tonight that he is having pits, because there is something in the air that is moving above this city, because the people of God are here, who are buried in His name, who are filled with His Spirit. I feel like shouting, and I feel like dancing, and I feel like running, but there's no place to run. There's just no place to do it. So we have to jump up and down like this, but I feel like doing it. I just feel like doing it, because I feel like there is victory, unlimited victory tonight in the house of the Lord. Unlimited victory in the house of the Lord tonight. He has heard us, and the devil can't handle it. The devil can't handle it. We will pull them out of the fire. Our families will be saved. Our children will not be lost. We will hang on. We will hold on. We will have a revival. We will push back the forces of hell. We will win these court cases. We will win these court cases. We will pray a river of the Spirit into the entire situation. Oh, there's an urgency here tonight. There is an incredible urgency in this house tonight. And I suppose that I should close with this admonition. But the Bible says He led them to Bethany and He blessed them. There are a lot of good people in this world led by God and blessed. The Bible says He left them at Bethany. And they walked the rest of the way by themselves. I've got a feeling for a lot of us here tonight, He has led us just as far as He's going to lead us. Those disciples didn't have Him. They had to get from Bethany to Jerusalem on their own. And I feel tonight that we are at Bethany. In this entire movement, He has led us. He has coached us. We've heard the greatest preaching, the greatest teaching, the greatest singing. We have been so thrilled and so excited, and we've been so inspired. But we need to get changed. Not inspired, but we need to get changed. There's something in my soul that rings tonight and says, I've brought you as far as I'm going to bring you. I've led you just as far as I'm going to lead you. I've taught you and I've trained you. Now you go after it. You just go after it. You've heard all kinds of preaching. You've had all kinds of admonition. You've had Bible studies that are coming out your ears. Why don't you go after it? Why don't you go to the mountain? Why don't you go to the place where the rushing wind is going to be blowing? Why don't you climb up there in that upper room? Why don't you come out of there stumbling? Why don't you come out of there drunken all over again with something called the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You've got to go after it. You've got to go after it. So far, I've brought you this far. You're on your feet because of this preaching. But I don't have to preach any longer. You can go the rest of the way on your own. You've got the inspiration. You've got the thing inside of you. Why don't you come to your feet? And why don't you get violent in this place tonight? Why don't you pray in the name of Jesus? That the Holy Ghost will come down upon you. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. There's nothing that can fight us. There are no forces that can fight us. There's nothing that can win against us. There is nothing that can stop us. There is nothing that can stop us. There is absolutely nothing that can stop us. There is nothing or no thing that can stop us in this house tonight. Do you hear this? That's the kind of violence. That's the kind of violence. That's the kind of violence. As far as I'm concerned, it's all right. It's all right. Because heaven suffers the violence of our prayers. And the violent, take it by force. Why don't you lay hands on somebody? someone near you? Why don't you grab someone that doesn't have the Holy Ghost? Why don't you pray them through to the Holy Ghost? Why don't you help someone to get the Holy Ghost tonight? Why don't you eradicate the problems that are among us? Why don't you pray some of these things off of each other? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Let your voice out. Let your voice out. Lift your voice. It doesn't matter if anybody hears you or what you say. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Just let your voice out. Tell him exactly how it is. Tell him exactly how it is. Tell him exactly what you want. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 That's it. That's it. That's it. Bring somebody. Bring somebody. That's it right there. That's it. You've got nothing to lose. Just go ahead, lady. Just lift your hands, lady. Just lift your hands to the Lord and just worship Him. Everybody, everybody in this entire auditorium tonight, everybody from the back to the front, from the left to the right, from the right to the left, everybody all the way at the back, would you lift your hands? Would you lift your voices? Just everybody, just everybody, just everybody, everybody, every child, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, lift your hands and lift your voices. That's it. It's like a roar. It's like a roar. Hitala bahataka shataka 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 sh